Kara Malander was a bitch. She hadn't planned on being one, and hadn't always been one, but as she stopped during her mid-Saturday morning run, it was clear she must be the very worst kind of person. Catching her breath and taking a sip from the little water bottle fastened around her waist, Kara fixed her eyes across the street at Marco Polo. Men in blue jumpsuits were emptying the local Italian restaurant. Boxes, tables, and chairs were being loaded onto a large moving van with a cartoon kangaroo painted on the side. Tony and Pam Forte, the owners, were a husband and wife team. He was the business part, and she was the chef. Pam was classically trained, or so read the About Us portion of their website. She had always hated the term classically trained, because it was assumed that was synonymous with great chef. Trained and great were two very different things in Kara's book. She pulled her UCLA cap down low and sat on the bench just up the road from where the Fortes were saying goodbye to their dream. They'd been open a little over 2 years. 70% of all restaurants collapsed after a year, so they were luckier than most. And who really knew why they finally decided to call it quits? There could have been several reasons Kara was not privy to. But as she took an even larger sip of water, she felt certain it was the scathing review she'd submitted 6 months ago to her employer, the Los Angeles Times. That had probably finished them off for good. The last nail in the coffin, as her Nana would have said. Granted, Pam's linguine was overcooked, and the wine pairing their sommelier had suggested was awful, but the atmosphere was wonderful, with old exposed brick and fantastic Venice-like lighting. Their bruschetta was on point. It wasn't clumsy or overblown. Very few restaurants could pull off bruschetta. Kara had been to Marco Polo a couple of times, but the night she went for her review, things were clearly not working in the kitchen, and the critic in her pounced. She could have remembered their bruschetta and come back another day, but she hadn't. She'd listened to the nasty beastie that whispered in her ear. "The best survive," it growled. "You're doing the California dining population a service. It's your job." "No mercy," the beastie had insisted. Her review was front page of the food section, with the headline, "One word every Italian chef should know, al dente." Now, standing across the street, sweating, Kara's stomach knotted with something she didn't often let in. Sympathy. She felt bad. They were human beings, after all. The sleeves rolled up, worried about paying their bills type. She could have walked away, given them a break, but she didn't, and that made her a bitch. Her reviews had power. That was something she'd loved, wielded even over the years, but lately she wondered if instead of powerful, she'd simply become detached. As she watched the still new-looking Viking range top being carried into the moving van, Kara tried to remember the last time she had even enjoyed a meal. Was it at a restaurant? Which one? It couldn't have been at home because she barely cooked anymore. The next question that popped into her mind could have been easily dismissed, but the knot in her stomach tightened, telling her she was onto something. Did she even like food anymore? Sure, she knew all the checkboxes, what made a perfect cassoulet, or which microbrew went best with Wiener Schnitzel. But that was just semantics. She used to love food. The sizzling pop of cooking, the blending flavors, the dance of a meal. Kara used to feel passionate about a lot of things, but now, as she slowly let out a breath, she realized she felt very little at all these days. "Oh, boo-hoo," she thought, quoting her father as she stood and prepared to finish the last leg of her 5-mile run. "Boo-hoo, you'll survive," was one of Senator Patrick Malander's favorite pieces of parenting advice for her and her brother, Grady, whenever either of them complained. Turned out he was right. She and her brother had survived.